Yo, back at it, 2 Raw Radio. You know what's going down, Detroit. Just wrapped up almost the whole first hour. Hope you're all feeling it, man. Just in here trying to get the vibe right for 2018. It's crazy to even think 2018 still at it with this hip-hop stuff. But hey, man, that's how things go. All right, well, you just heard that Dayton Family going through a thing. Classic hip-hop right there, man. What's on My Mind is a great album. If you don't know about Flint, Michigan, you probably never listen to this radio show. But big ups to Flint. Big ups to Dayton Family. Always keeping it hardcore. That's what's up. All right, hit me up here. 313-845-9676. I just played a classic track by AMB, Red Rum. Man, years ago, I'm talking about when I was doing the Zone Radio, we had AMB come on when they dropped that. And man, that song is old school as heck now. It's crazy to think how many years have gone by. But I told you tonight we're going to talk to my man, Young Wicked. He back with some new stuff like always. That's just cat always stays working, man. But I'm glad he's with my people, Magic Ninja, and they're putting out some real quality product. But I got my man live in the line. Yo, you there, homie?
Yo, what up? What's poppin'?
Man, what's poppin', man? It's been a long time, man. I know I caught up with you a minute ago. Not long ago, yeah. I saw you walking through a parking lot. But
yeah, man, that was like the first time we've seen each other since that interview from way back in the day. It's
it was your birthday, dog. World, you know? Well, yeah, man, but check this out. I mean, you know, it's a small world, but I've always been checking out what you guys been doing, man. You know,
that's what's up, bro.
I mean, I remember when we used to go up to the what was that, man? The W Beep Off, you know what I'm saying? The Psychopathic Radio stuff. And I used to just have a blast in there doing the radio show there. Your boy Chop used to always be up there.
Smoking.
Always, man.
Everybody drinks.
Big ups to Chop,
man,
Chop.
That's
my, man, Chop's my dude, man. He's still out here all the time, man.
Yeah, he's like a Detroit like staple at this point. He's more Detroit than he is Denver at this point. It's crazy.
You guys, but you guys have a strong connection to Detroit, man. I know. I'm sure
Hell
you.
Yeah.
I'm sure back in the day, coming up in Denver, you probably never really thought you'd be on Detroit as much as you guys have made Detroit. Like you guys have lived here for as well, huh?
Yeah, off and on. You know, one of my daughters lives in Detroit. It's like it's basically half of our lives is out there. That's really how it is.
But you guys do love Detroit, huh?
Oh man, I love the city. I love the suburbs. I love Milford. I love all kinds of parts of Michigan, man. It's the greatest out there.
I like
and,
that.
That's where our label's from. So we're out there constantly. I'll be back on the 26th for a show up in Pontiac, Michigan. At a place called the Pike Room.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. We're,
nice spot.
We're in and out of Michigan all day.
No, and I'm glad, man. And we've always felt that connection. I mean, I hear it in your rhymes. You always dropping Detroit references, you know, Denver references. I mean,
yep.
I mean, you guys have really put it on for Denver, man. I mean, Denver, everybody knows about Denver for sports. They know about Denver for recreational activities. And,
right.
But
right.
When it comes to, like, the hip-hop stuff, or at least to the rap music side of things, man, there's not too many names that, like, pop right off the screen to you. You know,
that's the thing, though. There's a lot of underground hustlers out here, you know, and we got cats like Black Pegasus and Body Bag Syndicate and you know, the Slow Pain guys and all kinds of scum and all them, all kinds of people. Our boys Mindshot, the whole Canaanized camp, there's, you know, we got a homie Jay Dirty who's constantly pushing. So there's a lot of stuff out here, but it is true, it's kind of like the old school Detroit days where you kind of got to dig for that flavor, you know what I mean? But it's out here popping. But I'm glad to be a representative, you know what I mean? I'm glad to have taken it as far as I have.
And you guys have done a good job at it, man. I mean, how you feel about being a part of Magic Ninja now, man?
It's great, dog. Well, the thing is, I've known George. He's our manager, and he's the CEO of the company, Magic Ninja Entertainment. We've known him for a long time, since like our first out-of-state concert that we did, which was this horrible little festival called 3M Fest in a barn in like the middle of nowhere, Michigan, over like 12 years ago or something crazy. And we met George there, and we've been working with him off and on ever since. But to finally come full circle and make it solid and make it a full partnership, that was really beneficial and special to us after being homies for so long, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's a beautiful thing, man, because I tell you, they've done everything the right way. I mean,
that is how it is over here. It's after you've been in the rap game as long as I have, and you've dealt with so many, I don't know any other way to say it, but, like, really foul people.
You guys have probably dealt with some of the worst of the worst people.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you can get robbed. You can get played. You know, it's crazy. But you learn through all that, and it was great. It was great that we went through all that because we learned what the game is really like, and now we're with some people who are approaching the rap game in a more professional manner, and in the like you said, the right way to do it. So it's been incredible, honestly. Since I signed with them, my whole hustle, my whole vibe has become exponentially more positive. And I'm just happier, man. It's a good time.
I mean,
when you're rolling with the Magic Ninjas.
You said something in that song, "Grind," and I actually did an edit of that so we can play that tonight, dog. Because we had to play it. That's a dope track. I've been bumping that video. And you said something in that song where you've been like touring since you were 17, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of your life to be you know, man. When you're struggling, when you're coming up like you guys came up. It, you know, touring isn't what people think it is. You guys had to probably been in some like horrible tour conditions just to be able to survive.
Yeah, we've done a lot of that, man. We've done it. We've done tours in vans. We've done in bigger tours in buses, but for no money. You know, we've done tours where we were roadies or stage like glorified backup dancers, basically.
Right, like, you guys are like the original Tupac.
All the dudes you could imagine, you know?
Yeah, but you guys, I know, but you guys didn't have no, at least you can say you probably weren't like the backup dancers wearing hammer pants and Living Color style, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, might as well, though. They were big, sparkly clown suits, but we're juggalos, so we were down with that. Coming up, that was our whole thing. So we were proud to do that. We were really proud to have paid those kind of dues. Because there's a lot of rappers that get put on that would never, ever, you know, they feel like that's below them or whatever. And these are the cats who are getting over today, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, the rap game dude got, like, everybody got their own little ego, you know what I'm saying? So there's dudes who will not make that extra sacrifice, but you got to, man. I mean, you really, you got to do whatever it takes to get to that next step in your career.
And it built character within us, you know. Now we really, really know our way around a tour and around a stage. We can hear if somebody's a snake just by the way they're talking to us. You know, we can pick out a lot of staleness and we can find the right people because we've dealt with both, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I know.
It was a blessing. All that 15 years of grinding or whatever it was as a blessing, man, because now this stuff is real effortless. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about man Young Wick on WHFR Dearborn, Detroit. See, the thing, bro, is like back when you guys, I know it's hard because when you guys first came out or we first heard of you as AMB, I mean, you're really trying to make your own identity when you're going to be classified in with a group of type of music you guys were doing. I mean, and that's hard to break free from or hard to like really make your own identity. And I think you guys definitely have now. I mean, it's just like you can tell when it's an AMB track or a Young Wicked track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's awesome, bro.
And back and you know how it is, man. It's like, dog, you get right now you got some kids coming up. You got somebody out there coming up somewhere that's working hard, but they're going to be classified with whoever until the one day that they're able to do the same and break free from.
Exactly.
I guess the stereotypes.
It took a lot of time and patience, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and you guys have grown.
Reformatting our formula, you know?
I can just tell with the album, The Return of the Prodigal Son, that, you know, you guys have just grown as people or you have as a person.
Doubt.
I mean, the stuff you talking about on here, you wouldn't have been talking about 10 years ago.
Exactly, man. And back then, we were more of like the spectacle and like the storytelling and trying to be like real horrific horror Corey or whatever. But as time grew and as we grew, we found ourselves, we found what our real struggle is. And, now that's what we talk about. And like in my records, the Young Wicked records are mostly geared around staying strong and positive in the face of like insurmountable adversity, you know? And I'm real proud of that. And I guess the AMB, that leaks into the AMB stuff too. It's just, it's two of us and the AMB stuff is a lot more like braggadocious and like angry still. We still got a lot of anger there. but it's hard, you know? We're speaking from the heart now, though. It's not coming from, like, a place of, like, storytelling or fakeness. Not to say that that stuff isn't cool. It's cool to hear those horror raps and those big story songs, but to us, it's just, like, not real, and we want to bring some of that real life to it, our real life, you know what I mean?
You know, for sure.
So we give our struggle on these records all day.
Now, when you first kind of got Magic Ninja, it was kind of it was just you, right? I mean, then you kind of brought the whole A and B thing into the fold afterwards.
Oh, no. When I signed, it was part of our deal that when I signed, Bones came with and A&B came with. So it was all a package deal, but that was all behind the scenes. We didn't announce it right away. We just put my EP out and then my album. But behind closed doors, we've always known that it was going to be A&B Magic Ninja Connection. Because, I mean, anywhere I go, my brother's going to come with me. We're a team. Even when I'm doing a solo album, he helps promote them and market them with me. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, that's you guys been together that long. That's a long time for two people to still be functioning, you know?
No doubt. Well, we live in different states. So that's how we make it work. I just never see him. Nah, I'm playing. But but no, that's my brother. We had the same mother and father, so we're stuck together for life anyway. We might as well make it what it is. And we've been like best friends since we were little, you know.
Right, right.
And that involves fights and scuffles. Always. And arguments, but you can get through that.
Any real family, man, you're going to have some some issues, man. If you don't, you ain't really family, you know.
No doubt. But that's all part of the struggle, too. It shapes the record. That makes it all more colorful.
Because it's been a while since you really came out with an A&B record, huh? I mean, I know you did the Garcia Brothers joint. Yeah, I was going to say, you did the Garcia Brothers joint somewhere in between there.
That was like end of 2013, going into 14 was when we dropped Garcia Brothers.
Right, right,
and,
right.
And now now we're working on the new album, which is called Muerte, which is Spanish for death. And it's just like that when you first hear that and you see the imagery behind it, it's one thing. But when you hear the album and you hear like the plot twist and like the spin we put on the whole theme of just having an album called Death, you're really going to be like, wow, this is not what I expected. You know what I'm saying? So
now this is like a whole new album, all new beats, new tracks, new concepts. I mean, nothing from the past. Is this all strictly Magic Ninja?
Yeah, this is all brand new material. Me and my brother made all the beats ourselves. I usually do all the beats, but he stepped in with some real dope stuff. So he's contributing on the production side, and then it's all brand new material, 14 tracks, and it's dropping this year, man. We're about to start unrolling videos for it. It's about to be super on. With this A&B
you guys
album.
Can go online right now, YouTube, just search up A&B Grinding, and you'll see the brand new joint they just put out. I know they shot. I could tell those night scenes were in front of like the Crowfoot. Well, that's where the that's where the show is, y'all. The show on Friday, January 26th is at the Pike Room, which is in the upstairs of the Crowfoot. And it's A&B, Lex the Hex Master, my man Scum, Trouble Minds, my homie Bake Low, Defect. Man, the lineup's dope.
Yeah, man. A lot of real, true hustlers from Michigan. And then us Denver boys and our homie Lex, he's from New York City.
He's dope, dude.
So you get a lot of different styles, and a lot of those guys like to party, so it's going to be a rager, you know? We're going to have a good time, man.
Dude, I like to have a good time, too. I'm coming that night, dude. There ain't no doubt.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
That's going to be an ill show. Pike Room's a nice, like, it's a small spot where you can just rock it, you know?
Hell yeah, that's what we like, man. We like to get right in people's face and just do what we do. And this is like a joint venture between us, Lex, and Scum to go out there and try to build our touring market up a bit more than it was, because we've all been on other people's tours for a while.
Right.
This is kind of like a co-headliner between all of us. So we're all equally invested in the success of this thing. So we're going to really push it and have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
No, I
know. If you want to hear some of the illest new stuff, this is the place to do it.
Okay, so you're going to get into it with some new tracks on there. I'm sure you dropped a couple classics on them in the joint, too, huh?
Yep, and we're doing that grinding song that's on YouTube right now. So we're going to, and that we did that once before it was even out in Salt Lake City. at a show called Attack of the Ninjas, and it was crazy live.
That was dope, huh? The Attack of the Ninjas was a cool concept, man.
Yeah, man, the whole label came together for one big, gigantic show. We also got a convention coming up called Astronomicon, dude, which is out there in Sterling Heights, Michigan, in
yes,
February.
Sir. We're giving away a pair of tickets to that tonight, man.
That's what's up.
Love that that Magic Ninja has just got their hands behind the scenes in a lot of different things, you know? And Astronomicon.
The convention world, man, it's dope.
So you're going to be there at Astronomicon?
In spirit, because I'll be on this tour that we're promoting at the same time.
So I was going to say, it kind of looks like it's around the same time period.
Yeah, but no, the whole company has had a hand in help making it what it is and promoting it. And we're all very excited for Magic Ninja to have that opportunity to do a convention, because it's definitely going to be the first of many. And when we were on tour with Twisted, we went to New York Comic Con, and we went to the Comic Con in Worcester. It was like a horror con, Rock and Shock.
Right.
So we've been to the big, and they've been doing those. It was my first time at a couple of those, like especially the New York one. That was the live.
And that's what's cool about you now being down with them.
They know what they're doing with this convention stuff. So
I mean, let's just be real. In the past, you weren't doing stuff like that, man. Doing stuff now with what Magic Ninja is doing, that's opening up other lanes for stuff like this, you know.
No doubt. Branching out into a lot of other worlds. And then with the Young Wicked stuff, I'm opening on a lot more like mainstream tours. We're working with people outside of our own genre or our own past genre.
Who would you want to do a tour with, man? Who could you be touring with?
If I had a choice of who I would like to tour with, it'd be like a Yellow Wolf or a Tech N9ne.
Okay.
Or, because I feel like it would really go, I feel like my music would really go with their crowd. But honestly, I'd do it with anybody. I'd go out with a weird emo band, or I'd go out with you know what I'm saying? Well,
why not?
With anyone. I'd open for Kesha if they'd have me. I don't care, you know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you.
Just
I feel
me in front of people, because I feel like my stuff, especially the new stuff, is palatable for everybody, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. No, I think, man, it's just the start of some good things, you know? I mean, you just keep grinding at it, like you said in that track, grinding, dog. We're going to play that in a minute,
no
too.
Doubt.
But I do want to let people know, man, Young and Wicked does got his album out, The Return of the Prodigal Son. It came out, last year? What was it, like the beginning of last year sometime?
It was June.
Yeah.
So it's still brand new. We got a video coming out for it soon with me and Ritz from Strange Music and Jamie Madrox from Twisted, all on one track.
Well, Still I Rise.
Wrapping it up. Yep, Still I Rise, and that's going to be a big one. And I got some special contests and stuff planned around the release of that video, so that's going to be really fun. And yeah, man, the new album's out. You can get it at twistedshop.com right now.
And also, we're going to give away tonight, too, Twisted Year of the Sword, Twisted Possessed the Year of the Sword.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it's a bunch of ill stuff on here, man. All fresh new tracks from every Magic Ninja Entertainment artist. And actually, if you get the bonus CD, it has the grinding joint on it.
Yep, sure does. That album is like our Wu-Tang album.
It is, too. It's dope.
We are on different tracks with each other and just tearing it up. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's that compilation album. I don't feel like anybody out there can step to that compilation album. I feel like it hangs with the Strangulation album and all the Tech N9ne Presents albums. You know what I'm saying? Or like the Psychopathics from Outer Space from back in the day. Like this year, the Sword album is up there with those ones. It's a classic to me. So definitely peep that flavor out there.
What I find fresh about it is everybody really just put all out effort into it. It's banging. I mean, it kind of put me up on, you know, I wasn't really listening to Gorilla Voltage really, bro. I mean, I saw their video and stuff, but after listening to Year of the Sword, them cats killed some stuff on it, man.
No doubt. Yeah, there's some spitters, man, and we're hoping to have them featured on the Muerte album. But we haven't squared it away yet. We got like two or three features that we haven't sent out yet.
Okay.
Because that's how me and Bones usually do things, is extra to the edge, you know what I mean? Because we're constantly redoing stuff and remixing stuff. But hopefully you'll hear an AMB Gorilla Voltage song on this next album. But we do a lot of tracks with them on the Year of the Sword. and they kill it. They just dropped a new video too.
I saw it.
Stars Collide.
Yep.
It's like this crazy metal rap mix. It's crazy, dog.
Yeah, man. It's pretty dope, dude. I mean, it's pretty graphic. It's everything you want. You know?
Yep.
Nah, that's dope. I mean, dude, just keep on with it, man. We're definitely going to be out there Friday, January 26th. And I just want cats to know, man, the Pike Room is going down. The Path of Destruction Tour, the new AMB album this year. Young Wicked got it out right now. Hey, man, I just want to say, you know, keep on, because I really personally do enjoy the music you make, dude. So
that's what's up, man. That's why we're doing it. That's literally the core reason of all of it, is just to bring some dope music to people. So, and I appreciate you supporting all these years, man.
Dog, that's how real, it is, dog. Man. Hey, you know, real recognize real, man. It should be like that. I mean,
no doubt.
Hey,
anytime y'all need me, just call me up. You got my number.
I'll hit you up, cuz. I want you to introduce this boy right here. I got it right grinding, man. We're going to do this a debut in Detroit tonight at 11:15 on 89.3. And as soon as I get off here, 313-845-9676, I'll be happy to give away that Magic Ninja pack with the Year of the Sword. But yeah, man, go ahead and intro this, homie.
All right, y'all, get ready for the new track from the Axe Murder Boys. This is called Grinding off of the Year of the Sword album. And we are doing it real big for Denver and Detroit. Much love, y'all.
That's what it is, homie, man. Let's get some more championships. All right, brother.
All day.
All right, man. You have a good night, man. And we will catch up out in Pontiac.
All right, stay up, man. I'll see you then.
Peace, brother. You.